Jesus criminy.
This is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Drainage.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? It is another Friday, the last Friday of July, and more importantly, day one of Tampa Bay Buccaneer training camp. God, it was hot out there.
Yeah, I'm just walking in from the parking lot was bad enough for me.
I love how media jumping on, fans jumping on. Well, they're going to after today's practice. You can't get anything out of today's practice. Shorts, running through, guys looked good, guys looked bad. It doesn't matter day one. It doesn't matter day 10. It doesn't matter game two of preseason.
So how many people did you today hear say anything like what you just said?
Oh, quite a few. You know, I heard a couple of media, and I heard obviously all the fans. You know, the fans love how they look. They love it. You can't get anything. You can't get any read. They're not playing a game yet.
Give it some time.
Give it some time.
People.
But I'm excited. I am excited for what I think this year is going to be. Had the opportunity to talk to a couple of the players, Adam Humphries, Will Golston, Josh Robinson, Caleb Beninat, Noah Spence. I talked to Noah Spence's dad as well. And, you know, things are going to be good, but get out there. If you're going this weekend, I think practice starts at 8:45. Gates open at 8. I think parking opens at 7. Our parking lot, the area that is designated for media, I'm sure some staff, whoever, was full when I got there.
What time did you get there?
8.
Woo, people excited.
Now maybe 8:10, 8:15, but well before, you know, they hit the field. And when I went out there, I went out before 8:45 to the field, and they were already warming up.
Yeah.
So they're ready to go, you know, as well.
Unfortunately, somebody you didn't get to talk to was Jaquie Smith. He's actually busy having knee surgery.
Again, Jaquie, it's a shame. You know, we've talked about him, you know, in depth. But we'll get more into camp here in a minute. We'll get more into tomorrow night's highly anticipated UFC fight, John Jones, Daniel Cormier. But it's that time of the day. It's that time of the month. It's Audio Technica time. Steve Savanu, how are you?
I am good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Before we get into today's product, the LP60, it's kind of funny because I have a morning ritual as I'm sitting in the studio and I'm writing and whatever. I watch certain TV shows just because you can listen and not watch. And I had on, I think it was Let's Make a Deal, because I watched Let's Make a Deal and The Price is Right. And what was the product they were bidding on? So that must be Let's Make a Deal. Audio Technica
no,
products.
Right. It was The Price is Right, because we feature on them every so often, a whole turntable headphone package, which is kind of fun to win.
And that's what it was. It was the whole turntable, and I felt like a proud papa. I don't know why. But, you know, as soon as I heard it, my eyes lit up. I turned and I watched it, and I thought it was very cool to watch it on Let's Make a Deal.
Well, it's interesting that the sales of vinyl records, there was a special I saw on the news the other day. The sales of vinyl records are actually surpassing the sales of downloads in 2017.
Wow.
People are rediscovering their vinyl in a couple of different ways. one, people are doing new vinyl, which is the obvious thing. And the other thing is young folks are discovering these, you know, big 12-inch funny-looking CDs up in mom and dad's attic. And they want to listen to them.
You know, it's funny, Steve, because that's what I was going to ask you as, you know, every time we talk about it, and I finally went out and purchased one, you know, a couple weeks ago, you know, I'm living my youth, but I was curious how many of the youngsters, the young generation, A, are familiar with it, and if they're doing it because mom and dad did it or because it's something new and fresh for them.
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. It's new and fresh for them, and it's something that mom and dad had. And the cool thing about vinyl is there's two parts to it. One, there's the actual listening to the music. And the second part is what we used to do when I was a kid, is you'd get the newest, greatest album of your favorite group, and you would have a listening party, and you would play it side one, and then flip it and play side two, and you would pass the record jacket around and read the liner notes and look at the pictures and all that kind of stuff. It's hard to do with a digital download if you think about it.
No, for sure. And one thing that I would like you to talk about is I read over the notes to get ready for today, and I'm sure we've done it in the past, and I'm a slow learner. Talk about how you can transfer the music from the LP to your computer using the LP60.
Well, yeah, using the LP60, this does not have a USB output on it. We do have some other turntables on our line that do have a direct USB output, but you can take the audio outputs from that turntable and plug them into the line aux input on your computer and actually record your records to the computer using the audio line input. So most computers have a mic input, and right next to it will be a little pink-colored connector that's called the line input. And the beauty of the LP60 is you can connect it that way should you want to do that without having to have a USB.
How about the needle itself? Talk about that and the importance of that. And when you purchase the product, it comes with one as well, correct?
Well, you know, it comes with a pre-installed cartridge assembly and a stylus. And the stylus is field replaceable because we are dealing with mechanics here. And over time, needles will wear out. So you can replace the stylus on this turntable. The other thing is, this is a belt drive turntable. And audio purists out there will say they prefer a belt drive turntable over a direct drive turntable, in that the belt drive turntable is going to be a little bit more accurate. And there's less what is known as wow and flutter, because the belt is not going to transfer those motor vibrations to the actual spindle. So it is a belt drive turntable. It's kind of the same concept that's used in some of the more higher-end turntables. And this guy is very affordable. It's an ideal starter turntable for someone that's getting into vinyl, and they don't want to make that big plunge. And it's also a great turntable. I've got one in my office, and I've got collect old vinyl. I go to the flea markets and I've got a stack of vinyl about 2 feet tall sitting on my back table. And every once in a while, I just get in the mood for listening to records and some of the more obscure things. And it's just kind of fun to listen to them. So I've got one of these LP60s sitting on my desk in my office, and I'll play records at work.
That's awesome. And if you're not lucky enough to be on The Price is Right, and if you're not lucky enough to win the model that we're going to give away tonight, the LP60, at 11:59:59. Where can people get more information, and where can they purchase?
Well, as always, you can find out more information by visiting our website at www.audio-technica.com. You can actually purchase this product on our website. We've got a buy now box on it. You can add it to your shopping cart, and it will ship directly to you within the 50 United States on this, because obviously, websites can be seen from around the world, so this was for U.S. buyers only. But you can find all that information on the website, product profile, reviews, specifications, and features about it. And it comes in two colors, black and silver, so it'll complement any decor.
Yeah, get both. Get both colors, and that way, if you're in the silver mood, you run that one. If you're in the black mood, you run that one. Or run them both at the same time. Always buy two.
Exactly. And at the price that this guy's going for, $99 on the Buy Now website, on the AT website, it's a great buy.
Awesome. Steve, as always, sir, thank you for your time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again next month.
Sounds great. Take care, Randy. Bye-bye.
All right. Steve Savanu, everybody. Audio Technica. And the turntable is definitely a cool, cool item. I'm glad that I finally made the plunge at audiotechnica.com, purchased one. And it's just kind of like reliving. Are you even familiar with LPs and turntables?
We have two at my house.
Do you really?
We have two. We have a newer school one that does, what's the medium size?
45s?
45s. And then we have an old school Victrola that plays 78s.
The 78s?
Yeah.
I still have some of my parents' old 78s as well. So if you'd like to register for the giveaway, shoot it to us via the website. I believe the contact page is working at knockoutradio.com. You can always hit us up on Twitter. You can message it through Facebook. Email address, I'm sure everybody has that by now. And we will pull a winner at 11:59:59. Give me your thoughts real quickly. I know we only have a couple of minutes before the break. So Floyd Mayweather's baby mama has now come out, or her attorney has, I'm sorry.
Oh, boy.
Ripping Conor McGregor over wearing the Golden State jersey. Now, for those people that don't know, Conor McGregor wore a, was it Wilson?
I think that's his name,
Okay. TJ Wilson, I think his name was. Wore his jersey, and he is the former basketball player, or basketball player, I don't know about former, who I guess made a phone call to Floyd's girlfriend, CJ Watson.
Close.
Yeah, I was close.
TJ Wilson, CJ Watson.
CJ Watson. I should have called him JC Wilson, and then I would have been fine. So her attorney has now reached out, and I want to read it. The attorney representing Floyd Mayweather's junior's ex-girlfriend, Jose Harris, released a statement criticizing McGregor. The stunt demonstrates not only an insensitivity towards the emotional well-being and privacy of the victim of Mayweather's domestic violence, but also a general disregard for the physical and emotional trauma and long-lasting psychological impact suffered by victims of domestic abuse.
Oh, when as far as to say victims of domestic abuse, not even sticking with the relevant situation. Gotcha. Okay. Right. All right. Well, you know what would have actually helped avoid all of this is if she wasn't talking to this guy in the first place while they were together.
I don't necessarily even have a problem with that. What would have presented a problem is if Floyd Mayweather didn't do the domestic abuse.
Well, absolutely. Well, I think that's an assumption, though.
One is against the law. The other one isn't.
True.
Whether you're married or boyfriend and girlfriend, it's not against the law. It's not, you know, and I understand what she's saying because when she sees it or saw it, she's reliving it. I thought it was psychological warfare that, Floyd and Connor both are doing, have always done. And I thought, for once, Connor stepped it up a notch.
Well, not only that, he didn't even have to say anything.
Right, and let me say this. I'm against, obviously, everything that happened. It all stinks. Floyd should have done the 32 years, not the 2 months.
Yeah. And at no point are we saying that any of this is okay.
Absolutely.
Sure.
But if this is a way to get in the head of Floyd Mayweather, why not?
Yeah, he's not. Again, he didn't say anything. It was a picture he posted on Twitter.
And he didn't even talk about it during the press conferences.
That was it.
And I brought it up when we had Ray Flores on, when we've talked to some guys.
Yeah, you asked why not.
Let me ask you a question. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you don't know the answer, but I'm going to ask anyway. You're the producer of this great program.
I'll look into it at the break.
Do that. Somebody's asked me some questions concerning the Mayweather-McGregor fight. Okay? Can you do this? Can you do that? Can you punch into the thigh,
You
can't because everything is above the belt.
Correct.
The question that was asked to me, and honestly, I don't know. Can you fake a kick? I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
Now, we'll reach out. We'll text John McCarthy. We'll reach out to – I'm going to try
to
get a hold of him.
That's a good question.
You know what I'm saying? And if you just like – as you're walking in, you just kind of do a couple leg things.
Yeah.
And now he's maybe thinking.
Yeah, and that's all it has to do. I mean, you don't even have to pick your foot up. You swing your hips like you're going to pivot and throw a leg kick or a body kick. You try to break a leg.
All right, what I'm going to do during this break, you're going to jump on Google.
Yeah.
I'm going to text Antonio Tarver, your former world champion.
Good call.
Who is now training MMA fighters.
The champ.
Down south. So I'll reach out to Magic Man. You try to find out what you can find out. And hopefully we may have an answer when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by 8-Man Strong. I almost said Audio Technica. And the Staff Center. We'll be right back. And Audio Technica.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, a head-to-head competition featuring Monster Jam trucks, speedsters, and ATVs. See Grave Digger, El Toro Loco, and more. Compete in an arena event where every athlete is in it to win it. Brought to you by BKT Tires. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Brought to you by Metro PCS and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Coming to Amalie Arena August 19th.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
The songs, the sound, the story. Motown the musical. It's more than a Broadway show. It's a celebration of music that transformed America.
Do you love me?
Motown the musical.
Coming to the Straz Center, August 8th through 13th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Joe Gervicious, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back hanging out here in studio, straight from a very hot One Buck place. 2 hours of ragtag, touch, pull the flag football as we get closer to your home opener, week two. I think that's against the Bears, right?
Isn't that, home opener, yes.
Yeah, is that when Glennon comes back down?
That is true.
All right, Mr. Baseball Man, put me to sleep. Talk to me about the...
We didn't even get back to what we were talking about beforehand.
Like I remember what that was.
Faking kicks and boxing.
Okay.
Jeez, that's so frustrating.
That God. I'm old and I have half a memory?
You don't try.
I did try. Believe me, I really did try. All right, what did you find out?
Okay, so from what I've been able to gather from multiple sources, yes, you are able to fake a kick in boxing because there is no specific rule saying that you can't. So you can do that. Generally, people's opinions out there that I found was that it's a bad move because you're putting all your weight on one foot, making you more vulnerable to get knocked out or at least knocked down. Also, I found that Superman punches are legal. They are okay in boxing. Again, you don't see them very much. Maybe because of their effectiveness or
Do you always leave your feet in a Superman punch? Is that basically what a Superman punch is? So you're going airborne?
Right.
Interesting.
Yeah.
See, and the reason the person asked me, and I'm going to have to call him later to let him know, is Joe Rogan has said, Joe Marquardt has said, a lot of people have said, you know, that he could become the biggest name in the history of planet Earth. He could become a legend if he head kicks him, knocks him down, knocks him out, gets disqualified, whatever. So with all of that talk, and, you know, we already know that Floyd doesn't read, but maybe somebody will read it to him.
Doesn't or can't.
And, yeah. and just put in the back of the brain, he may attempt a kick. It could change, not the outcome. I really don't think it'll change the outcome unless he gets disqualified. Mm-hmm. But just put that little piece of doubt.
Sure. Yeah.
Now, can I ask you my boring baseball question?
What is it?
Give me your
thoughts. Do I know the answer?
Give me your thoughts on some of these Rays moves.
I actually like bringing Steve Cishek over. He's coming over from the Mariners, straight trade with Erasmo Ramirez. So just a player for player deal. I like Steve Cishek. I've liked him. If I remember right, he kind of drops down sidearm. So obviously changing the look, staying in the American League, but obviously getting out of the West Division. So probably won't be seeing a lot of the same batters all the time on a regular basis. So we'll I like that move. In addition, it looks like they have
Duda from the
added
Mets?
Added Lucas Duda, first baseman. They added him to the active roster, and then a couple more moves between St. Pete and Durham with Austin Pruitt and Andrew Kittredge. I think while yes, they are currently in the playoff hunt to some extent, I don't know if any of these are really going to be big enough moves to make too big of a difference.
What's Duda's betting average right now?
Right now.
Wasn't he an all-star?
A couple years ago, I think so.
Yeah. He has been, yeah.
Okay.
I believe the World Series year, because they had like 9 all-stars.
Yeah, so he's actually currently hitting .246 with 17 home runs and 37 RBI. He's also a .246 career hitter, but he's hitting a little bit better when it comes to his on-base percentage and on-base plus slugging.
Let's, or you, talk about, or you, Sean, if you happen to have seen it last night,
The
stellar fielding of the Tampa Bay Rays in the 9th inning in New York.
Was that Echevarria with the fielding?
And Beckham.
Oh, and Beckham.
I guess they had the switch on. Ground ball.
Blame it on Beckham.
Between the two, and well, they're pointing fingers to each other because they both could have, and they both looked at each other. That's the problem with the switch. You're not accustomed to it. You're not used to it. New players are coming up. They both kind of looked, tied it, lost it, and every game right now, even though we are in July, you know, people are saying that cost them the playoffs. You can always make that back.
Yeah.
But at the end of the year, when you miss the playoffs by a game, or 2 games, it's games like that that come back and get you because that game was your game to win, and you let it go.
Every game counts.
Well, you do play
especially
to win.
Especially against the Yankees.
Yeah.
Those are division rivals. Those are the ones
That rivals also
count a little bit more.
Going for the we're looking at 3 AL East teams potentially being in the playoffs.
Judge kicking it back in yet? I know he homered the other day, finally.
He chipped his tooth in the celebration last night and got hurt.
Don't do anything great if you cannot accept the congratulations.
Well, but, you know, knocking a tooth out's not going to keep you out of the game.
I don't know.
Oh, maybe in football, but not in hockey. I don't know how a baseball player will
take
that.
Well, in hockey, they try to score the tooth instead of the puck.
That's actually a half a point.
It is. It definitely is.
It gets you an extra shift.
Yeah. No more money, just an extra shift. I like it. That's last Friday, funny. RFC. I think that was last Friday, right?
That was.
Phenomenal event. It really, truly was. There were some really good fights. Couple brutal knockouts. I enjoy watching those. You know, as we talk about MMA, don't forget tomorrow night. Arguably, the greatest card. And I know we've said that a lot. But if you look at that card, 3 title fights. All right, 2.5 title fights. And I had a heated discussion with Mike Evans on the practice today. Heated.
Was that because it was so hot? Or
no, it was a Conor McGregor-Floyd Mayweather conversation.
Okay.
And he believes Conor gets knocked out in the 7th round.
Okay.
Knocked out. And that's my loophole.
No way.
That's my loophole. Because he was like, well, he's going to get tired. Well, that's not a knockout. You know, that could be a TKO. But that's not a knockout.
Yeah, there's no way. He takes some serious shots. And of course, they're not using boxing gloves. He gets hit pretty hard, and I understand that everybody's making a big deal about it being a 12-round fight, every round being 3 rounds. Is it a minute in between?
Yeah.
So you're getting the same minute that you get right in between your 5-minute rounds.
And they're 3-minute rounds.
They're 3-minute rounds. Yes, you fight for more rounds longer, but you're still getting more rest too. Right.
The potential is to fight 11 more minutes, but it's not the 5 minutes. It's not the 3 fives. It's 12 threes.
Yeah. You're getting 12.
I don't think 11 minutes. He's going to be tired. Too. Don't get me wrong, but sure. I don't think that he's going to be so exhausted. I've seen his workouts. I've seen what he can do.
Plus you're not grappling. You don't have to worry about ground and pound. You don't have to worry about kicks, real kicks. You might want to fake a kick.
Yeah. It's been asked, can he fake a kick? And to the best of our knowledge, I've reached out to Antonio Tarver. Weggs jumped on there and tried to find some stuff, and he couldn't find that it's against the rules.
Yeah.
So it's not a rule, but it's not necessarily against the rules. So
it's in that gray area.
Right. It is in that gray area. Speaking of that gray area, when we return from this break, it's the return of Queer Eye for the Sports Guy. Mick Ferrari, he has a big deal going on tomorrow. We're going to find out a little bit about it from Mick Ferrari when we return. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and the Staff Zone.
Is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The songs, the sound, the story. Motown the Musical. It's more than a Broadway show. It's a celebration of music that transformed America. Motown the Musical.
Coming to the Straz Center, August 8th through 13th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets today.
This is the Monster Jam Triple Threat Series, a head-to-head competition featuring Monster Jam trucks, speedsters, and ATVs. See Grave Digger, El Toro Loco, and more. Compete in an arena event where every athlete is in it to win it. Brought to you by BKT Tires. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Brought to you by Metro PCS and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Coming to Amalie Arena, August 19th.
Time. There never seems to be enough of it, and without time, how can you make healthy food needed to fuel your busy schedule? Forget wasting your valuable hours on food prep and dishes. Come to Fit Life Foods and grab the right meals to power you through your super packed days. Their 13,000 square foot culinary center services all of their locations in the Tampa Bay, Orlando, and South Florida areas, giving you access to more than 60 menu items to satisfy every craving. Can't make it to one of our stores? Go to eatfitlifefoods.com to schedule delivery right to your door. Don't know what to eat to achieve your goals? Schedule on free appointment with their wellness coaches to get you on the right track. And with their member meal accounts and recycle rewards program, it's easy to save. If they did any more, they'd be feeding it to you too. Fit Life Foods, powerfully good.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I am so flaming. I am so flaming.
You ever seen a grown man naked?
All things just keep getting better.
And now, Mick Forhaer presents Queer Eye for the Sports Guy with Mick Ferrari.
You came into my life.
The segment might not be very good, but the open sure is.
It has been so long, I forgot about all of that, and I cannot stop laughing. That's so amazing.
Mick Ferrari, how are you?
Randy Harris, how are you? What's up, Wags? How you doing, buddy?
Doing amazing. How are you?
I'm great. So, great to talk to you guys. I do love my new opening. That's fabulous. It has been a minute. How are you? Thank you for taking time out for me today. What with training camp and all kinds of other shenanigans. You boys remembered me today, and I appreciate it so much.
We do have a ton of stuff to get to, so let's get right into a big event coming up over at Godspeed.
Yes, sir. Well, as you guys are probably aware, we've been having our Beauty and Wellness Mondays here at Godspeed Ends every Monday through this summer. But tomorrow, the 29th, we are hosting our Cuts for a Cause event. Now, as you guys know, Godspeed Ends is being a big supporter for children with hair loss, and our Cuts for the Cause event tomorrow, we are taking hair donations from 11 to 4 and have a whole slate of events and shenanigans going on. We're going to have an ice cream truck and some barbecue and a DJ out front, and here in the salon, our special guests, Elsa from Frozen and Sky from Paw Patrol. And we'll also be raising money, of course, for our friends at the Ronald McDonald House and the charity childrenwithhairloss.org. So this was all put together by Godspeed Ends and, of course, our friend Jen. It's a tribute to Jen's niece, who unfortunately passed away from leukemia here locally at All Children's Hospital. And we want to get behind and support their family by doing hair donations for childrenwithhairloss.org. And, of course, our friends at Ronald McDonald House. It's going to be a great day of events. It's from 11 to 4. Lots of family fun and food and ice cream and your favorite characters. We're going to have a magician. So it's going to be a big day of events here at 4376 Park Boulevard in the heart of Pinellas Park. Here at Godspeed Ends, we appreciate you guys so much and hope you guys can come out and join us and make an appearance and encourage all of our talking sports fans and friends online and on the air to stop by with their families and meet some of our characters and maybe make a hair donation or two. It is an 8 to 10 inch minimum hair donation, and we are doing those haircuts for free. So appreciate you guys. For more information, you can call us at 727-290-9873, or you can check in with us on Facebook, of course, at Godspeed Ends.
I'm pretty sure he didn't breathe through that whole thing. I have a question for you. You know, and if you would have taken a breath, I could have asked this question in as you were talking about the whole event. Can people bring the hair in off their head, or does it have to be attached and you cut it off?
Well, of course, we always recommend getting your hair cut by a beauty professional. However, if folks happen to have a hair donation lying about the house somewhere, by all means, do bring it in. But, if you've got some hair, by all means, bring it. If it's 8 to 10 inches, bring it along. We will be happy to donate it on your behalf. But we will be cutting us at no charge to donate to our charity as well, Randy. Good question.
Okay, so that's even better. But Smarty McSmarty, what I was talking about is just say there's somebody in the Tampa Bay area that doesn't come to Godspeed Ends. Maybe they go somewhere else and they get their hair cut.
What? I'm sure I won't even entertain the idea. Well, of course, we do encourage other salons to get behind this effort. You know, children's hair loss is a universal issue. It's certainly not exclusive here to Pinellas Park or Pinellas County, even the whole Tampa Bay area. So yes, if somebody wants to get their hair cut at another location and bring their donation to us, we will happily accept it.
Thank you, Mick. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All right. All right. Take care. Mick Ferrari over there, Park Boulevard, roughly 44th. I think it's across from us, a barbecue place. We'll put it that way. Pretty big name barbecue place. That's all over the country
with ice cream.
I'm going to
and a magician
and what and characters
what
and barbecue. I may just go for lunch.
Shut up. Are you serious?
I might just run over there for lunch. I'm going to run to training camp in the morning. Then I'll
You're
hit
not
that.
Running anywhere.
Well, that's good. I will drive swiftly over there to training camp. Try to get me a parking space this time, and then I'll stop over and see Mick. I know there was three or four things we were going to address, and
I'm sure there was.
To be honest. Forgot him. Ball. LeBron James. Oh, you were going to talk about the big baller brand and LeBron James not being allowed into the.
Well, you wanted to talk about that part. I wanted to talk about the female ref being replaced at halftime. But Yeah, you told me about LeBron not being included, and I find that very, kind of childish.
Well, hold on a second. That's childish, but what you're going to talk about isn't?
No, I believe that is as well.
It's all childish. That's all
he is. Depending on the situation, though, because I'm not 100% sure how this all transpired. From the article that I have read regarding this, what had happened was there was a female referee for this AAU game in Las Vegas. One of the teams was the Big Baller Brand AAU team. That was
And he's putting this on, right?
Yeah, this is his tournament. This is his tournament, sure. This was actually this morning, and the female referee gave LeVar Ball a technical. She teed him up, and basically at that point in time, he started complaining. He said that she has a vendetta against him and basically said that if she was not replaced, he would pull the team off the court before the game was over, and they would leave. And so Adidas, who was actually ironically part of this as well, there was a discussion that happened between the coaches of the teams, LeVar, as well as Adidas officials who were there. These are the Adidas Summer Championships, and that happened at halftime. By halftime, the end of halftime, she had been replaced with another referee, and the game continued. So I'm very curious to know what it is exactly he was teed up for. The referee did not give any sort of comments afterwards. She declined to comment. But it also, this article does not identify why he was given a technical foul in the first place.
And you know about last week, right?
No.
Last week, the Big Ballers forfeited a game that they were winning in the second half. And I'm reading this, when LeVar forced his players to pack up their bags in the middle of the game and leave the gym. He halted the game and forced Adidas, a massive company, which you were just talking about. So last week he forfeited, and he's just trying to throw his muscle around.
He tried to do the same thing this morning?
Well, no. He didn't try this morning. He did it.
Well,
he tried to
forfeit this time. He was able to get his way this time around. But I don't. Why? This is an AAU tournament.
Because he can. Because he's the Big Baller Brand.
That's doing the kids absolutely no good.
It's not about the kids. It's about him. It's all about him. It's always about
him. It always has been, too.
No, but I'm saying. So that's the case. And that's what he's doing with this. He's running with this. Now, the flip side is, and if you watch, the Four Letter Network and some of the other sports shows, would we be talking about any of the balls? If it wasn't for him.
Agreed. I understand that. And the whole thing about how there was the, I guess, thought process that him talking about and trying to push Big Baller Brands and was specifically designed to basically torpedo things so that it would gain more attention from the other companies. And now there's a deal. There is a deal. Or at least there are offers.
There's
offers from the likes of Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, those guys, that are significantly more than maybe what could have been if there had not been the drama early on.
Speaking of drama, let's go back just for a second. This didn't happen.
Only a second, though.
Well, we have we have 180 seconds. This didn't happen at One Buck Place today, but it was being addressed at One Buck Place today.
Okay.
The comments of Ronde Barber.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
I have thoughts, and there was a lot of fans out there that had thoughts. And
no offense. I want to hear the thoughts that came from One Buck, the discussion that was happening.
Well, a lot of people were supporting what Ronde Barber said. Ronde Barber said, and this is true, Ronde Barber wasn't ripping Gerald McCoy.
It was more statement of fact.
It was a statement of fact. Who is the BA on that team?
That's a good question.
I can tell you who it is. He's number 58, Kawan Alexander. That's your BA on the team.
Mm-hmm.
But what Ronde was saying, and I have said this, I don't know, 15 years. Who is that guy? When Frank Middleton left, when Dwight Smith left, when Nate Webster left, who was the next guy to step in? You could put Warren Sapp in that as well.
Yeah,
you
know, I would think he would be the next.
Who's the bad guy?
Yeah.
And not bad guy. I don't want to say the rear word and get, you know, thrown off and get fired.
The enforcer.
Again.
You know,
just their version of the enforcer.
The guy that you want to walk down an alley with. They don't have one.
Mm-hmm.
They really, Hawley, maybe. But we've never seen it. We've just heard it. We've seen it with Frank Middleton. We've seen it with Nate Webster. We've seen it with Dwight. And that's what this team needs. And I think that's the way I took the Rondi Barber statement. Not that. Go ahead, Ed. I'm sorry.
I'm glad that Rondé said it because I've been thinking this for years. And, you know, last year, the game before Christmas, they got their butts kicked at home. And somebody posed the question, is this loss going to ruin your Christmas? And McCoy just smiled and said, nah, you know, nothing messes with Christmas. With a smile. And I just, man, I can remember if you asked that question, they would have been like, I don't want to talk about it. Or the answer would have totally gone a different way.
It wouldn't matter.
Listen, McCoy, he is a nice guy that gets hurt. He's yet to play an entire season. An entire season yet. He doesn't play every down. He comes out of a lot of snaps, too. I don't think that's a leader. And he's certainly not a badass like Rondé said.
Right. And in your opinion, I said it since those four. Sapp, Frank Middleton, Dwight Smith, and Nate Webster. Who comes to mind to you? You've covered this team as long as I have. Who's the badass out there since those four?
Mm-hmm. I don't, and it always came down to the media when you'd go in the locker room after a loss and you had to ask questions, you had to walk on eggshells. I haven't since then. I don't think I've seen any eggshells on the floor. I mean, you walk in up to any guy after a devastating loss and they, some guys are in there telling jokes and stuff like that. And it's just like the movie Moneyball when, what's his face comes in and the guy's dancing on the table after a loss and he comes in and he whacks the side of the room with a bat, and he's in silence. And he said, "That's what losing is."
Yeah. Do you feel that it's because everything is so much more business that it really doesn't matter as long as they go out and they play and they perform to some extent, they're getting their money. But these guys from back in the day, and really that's not all that long ago for these guys, the Dwight Smith, Sapp, Webster, those guys.
Middleton,
thank you. Is it just because they're getting their millions? And
I don't think so.
Their focus is not there?
I don't think
like
so.
Like it used to?
I don't think so. I don't think it's the money thing. I mean, Warren was making money, yet you didn't talk to Warren after a loss. Warren ran through the opposing team. You know, he did all of those
things.
But
it seems like there's a lack of passion doing it for the love of – playing for the love of the game.
I don't know. I'm not going to dump on McCoy that much. I think he loves the game. I think he has passion. I just don't think – I think it's a job.
Yeah. Well, maybe not McCoy specifically, but in general, we're asking the question, who is the badass? And we don't know.
And again, like I was discussing with some of the fans that'll be out at the press box, by the way, we return to the press box 9/11. Hate using that date and that reference, but September 11th will be the return out there to the press box. You need to speak on the field loudly, but be able to back it up on the field loudly.
Sure.
So you can't be, you know, that Nate Webster and then don't go out there and perform. Don't go out there and drill people. Yeah. Don't go. And that's why we think Kawan may be that guy. So, you know, I don't want to throw names and, you know, then get in trouble for it. But, you know, you can't say a fourth string whatever is your bad guy. Your backup center is the bad guy. And then him not go out there and perform. And it's not just performing, you know, hitting late, diving in, you know. It's going out there and performing, not allowing sacks, getting sacks, whatever. So we need Kawan to step. We're all over the place today.
Sure.
So
were they following anybody in particular that you saw?
No, you know, they had a camera and microphones in all of the huddles, and you know they're going to splice and dice and do all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They'll look for who they're doing. They're going to be following Winston. They're going to be following Gerald McCoy. They're going to be following the linebackers. I think they're starting with Levante David, and they're going to slowly drift, you know, over to Kawan, because that's, you know, he's the character. He's, you know, the red hair, all that kind of stuff. So, all right, I know we're running over, so let's go hit this last break. Then when we come back, God only knows, and I'm not even sure he does, what we're going to talk about. This is Talking Sports, brought to you by Ape Man Strong. Check out their new gear. It's unbelievable. And the staff said.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The songs, the sound, the story. Motown the Musical. It's more than a Broadway show. It's a celebration of music that transformed America. Motown the Musical.
Coming to the Straz Center, August 8th through 13th. Visit strazcenter.org for tickets today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Pound for Pound, the best fighter in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
So there you have it. If Floyd says it, it got to be true.
It has to be true.
All right, so a couple of years back, I don't know, it's probably been 3, 4, 5 years by now, the Orlando Magic and the Tantalk Radio Network have joined forces. So the Magic games are run, you know, on the Tantalk Radio Network, and I knew eventually there was going to be something good out of this.
A major payoff?
A major payoff, a final payoff for covering the Magic, for running Magic minutes, for doing interviews, for driving to Orlando from time to time.
Making the drive.
Making the drive was a pain in the you-know-what, in the tuchus. Well, a couple days ago, first it was rumored, then it was denied, and from what I understand, it's now official, correct?
It is official.
Number 5, Mo Buckets signs with the Orlando Magic.
Happened yesterday.
Maurice Spates comes home, or as close to home as humanly possible, since the Tampa Bay area does not have a NBA basketball team.
And in the interview, if I remember correctly, he called it his hometown team because it is the closest thing to his hometown.
Yeah.
That was the most excited I've ever seen him, and he doesn't get very excited.
No,
he's very even keeled.
or lower than that, whatever.
Well, no, he's He's 6'10", so right. I mean, it's pretty up there.
Right, so it's not even keeled. It's below that. Because he's just happy to be here.
Mm-hmm. No, but I mean, that was his goal. That was actually a discussion that Sean and I had with him when we went over to his dining establishment here in St. Petersburg.
Rush Hour Chicken and Waffles?
That would be it.
They have a big event there tonight, by
it's
the way.
34th Street and 22nd Avenue South, correct?
Yes. Tampa Bay Storm players are going to be there. Lindsay's going to be there. Some of the other guys stop on by. Shake hands with Mo.
Yeah.
Tell him Mo Buckets, welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
But yeah, I mean, that was one of the things that he was really looking for, was not only to be on the East Coast. Obviously, he was shooting for Orlando. He wanted to be this close.
Shooting. I
see what I did there. There was another team that was on his radar, but this was obviously the best of his options. But he's being deemed as one of the most proven bench players that has been the most consistent over the last couple of years. So Magic definitely stepping up and improving. I mean, just from talking about a straight-up basketball business deal, they're getting a guy who automatically brings value to their team.
A shooting center.
Yeah.
It doesn't just, you know, do the Kareem skyhooks. He does the three-pointers.
Yeah, he had 103 three-pointers for the Clippers last season. So he was shooting 37% from beyond the arc.
37 isn't terrible
for a center.
Center.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's not Steph Curry above 50, but
right.
But what it also does, it also brings out the opposing center outside of the key.
To be able to guard him, so it opens up the lane,
exactly.
If you will.
Opens the lane. Yeah. It opens the lane up.
I'm working on my...
You know, I couldn't tell you any other Orlando Magic. I think Redick, who hasn't been there in 3 years, is the last Magic that I could name.
The one who played with Mo in L.A.
Right, and now he's in Philly, where Mo started.
Yep.
It all comes full circle.
How about that? All right, I know we only got about 5 minutes left. Pull up the fight card for UFC 214 on pay-per-view.
Yes.
Or hit up James Woolens on Facebook, and he can hook you up with a cord cutter, which is a legal apparatus where you're able to watch TV and you can cut your cable bills.
So we have on the do we want to go as far as the prelims?
Well, we want to do Fight Pass because two of our guests are on Fight Pass.
Fair enough. The curtain jerker for the entire event and UFC Fight Pass, Josh Berkman, as you like to call him, the governor, versus Drew Dober.
What? And I read something about Drew Dober trying to do a face-off with Sage Northcutt. Maybe you ought to worry about Josh Berkman and not, you know, doing photos. I'm going to take the governor.
Take Berkman in that one.
Berkman. Okay.
Eric Shelton versus Jared the Monkey God Brooks.
You know what? You know, we had Jared Brooks on. We've had him on a few times. We need to get him on this program.
No, we can't.
That would be very...
Well, there's a dump button.
There is, but we may exceed the time.
It's his first UFC fight. He is undefeated. I don't think he's going to have that, you know, pre-fight, first fight.
It's not his first
jitters.
UFC event, but it's his first fight, correct?
Right. Well, he was on the card with the Ian McCall, and then I'll go with the Monkey God.
Me too. His debut.
With the passion that we heard the other night.
Yeah.
That's
going
the key.
With the Monkey God.
All right.
Yeah. Kaylin Curran versus Alexandra Albiu in women's strawweight, the last fight pass.
I'm going to take whoever you two don't.
I'm going Curran.
I'm going to go Curran because she has a Wikipedia page.
Okay, I'll go with the other one.
All right, the prelims on FXX, Andre Touchy Feely versus Calvin Cotter.
I want Touchy Feely to win because I want him. I want the commentators, and I'm sure it's going to be Captain Obvious, to continue to say Touchy Feely,
sure.
Touchy Feely,
yep.
Touchy Feely.
Yep, Andre Feely.
Pizza for Feely.
Brian Ortega versus Renato Moicano.
I'll take Ortega.
Ortega.
Renato.
Okay. Change it up a little bit.
Trying to.
Catch weight, 140, Aljamain Sterling versus Henan Barral.
Who didn't make weight?
Let's have a look. See.
No, it was a catch weight.
It was always?
As of Wednesday.
Yeah, it was
really?
Designed.
I'm going to take Sterling.
Sterling's the up-and-coming.
Yeah.
Their next guy, right?
Right. And Hendon Burrell's the former champ. And
I'll take Burrell.
Hit his head in the bathtub
or
whatever.
Yeah, he was cutting weight and slipped in the bathtub.
I'm going with Sterling.
Okay, we got 90 seconds left, so let's
Ricardo Lamas versus Jason Knight.
Lamas.
Jimmy Manua versus Volkan Ozdemir.
Jimmy.
Going Ozdemir on that one.
Really?
I'm going Jimmy Manua.
I'm going Manua.
Looking forward to this fight. Lawler versus Cerrone.
We just talked about it the other night. This has the potential. Again, we went and saw Cowboy fight in Orlando, and it was kind of a dud. It has the potential. I'm still going with Robbie Lawler, even though he has expressed how difficult this training camp was without Matt Hughes.
I will say Robbie Lawler as well.
Going Cowboy.
Cyborg. Christine Cyborg versus Tanya Evinger.
Doesn't matter who it is.
After Cyborg wins, she gets arrested for murder.
Tyron Woodley versus Damian Maia in the co-main event.
And new welterweight champion Damian Maia.
And still.
Tyron Woodley. I'm with Sean. The fight we've all been looking forward to. Daniel Cormier versus Jon Jones.
First time in a long time when Bruce Buffer yells, and the fight we've all been waiting for, because we have. And again, I hate to say new because he was still the champion. He got stripped. He didn't lose it in the cage.
Right.
And Josh Berkman has said it best the other night that Daniel Cormier is the second best light heavyweight in the world. Jon Jones is not only the best light heavyweight, the best pound-for-pound fighter of all time. Jon Jones.
The GOAT.
Jon Jones. All right, well, there you have it. Tune in tomorrow night, UFC 215. It's going to be a great time. If you'd like to get in touch with us, it's easy to do. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At KOX.
Sean, KO Radio.
Bucks Camp tomorrow.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.
North Korean missile launch, approving new